I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap a busy week of high school basketball as the regionals and sub-states start. First stop is Pella Christian and Cardinal in a Class 2A girls' first-round regional game on Saturday. Trevor Castle on 92.1 KRLS.
Heinen, bounce pass over onto the right wing. Cutting Kakmarinski, back out to the wing. Six to shoot for PC. Wide open Fickert three. Boom! Karis Fickert with the first of what the Eagles hope are many postseason points. And the Eagles are on the board first. 3-0 Pella Christian, a minute and a half into the ball game. Now she swings it right side as the Eagles go on the offensive attack. Free throw line jumper, no good by Kakmarinski. Offensive rebound controlled by Fickert. And then the ball loose on the floor, picked up by the Eagles. Three ball on the way, boom! Chloe Schneider again, that is her third three-pointer. She has 11, and the Eagles lead 28-12. And with the shot clock off, the Eagles could hold for one final shot. Instead, they get a wide-open layup for Karis Fickert underneath the basket. And as we near halftime, Pella Christian's lead is now 36-13. And there's a steal, and it's Fickert. Layup is no good. Pardon me, that was Schneider. And then Fickert grabbed the rebound. And then the pass out. We've got 4 seconds to go here in the half. Do the Eagles know it? 2-1. Kakmarinski at the buzzer. Boom! Faith Kakmarinski for three. And Pella Christian takes us to halftime with a 39-13 lead.
Final score, Pella Christian 61, Cardinal 29. Knoxville's busy week had their boys in a regular season finale at Sheraton on Tuesday, live on 95.3 KNIA. Landon Norris has a rebound. Knoxville has numbers. He'll send it over to Jay Keller. Catch and shoot three. Splashdown, Jay Keller. His second three. Knoxville has a lead back at 14-12. Inside is Connor Willis. Puts it up. Count that and put him on the line. Connor Willis has been much more aggressive the last couple of weeks of the season. Larson with it. Drives inside. He'll put it up. No good. Rebound on the follow to clean it up is Landon Norris. Drake Larson underhands it to Gabe Clark. Clark over to Larson. Larson drives the baseline. Goes to Cade Smith for the two-handed slam. Final score, Knoxville 71, Sheraton 60. On Wednesday, the Panther girls were opening first-round Class 4A regionals against Perry, also live on 95.3 KNIA.
Inside to Bacorn, outside to Butel, a three is splashdown. Anna Butel, that will be huge if she can get some threes down tonight. Gets it to Myers. Lily Myers over to Tunick. And a steal by Abby Kaichus. Racing into the lane. She'll have an easy layup and score. That's Abby's first two of the game. 10-3 as Knoxville's on a 10-0 run. 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Island Prevo wide open three. Splashdown, Island Prevo. That'll be big points there. She can score some. 13-6 Panthers. And the Knoxville Panthers will head to Dallas Center Grimes on Saturday. A harder than hard fought victory over Perry tonight, 65-50.
Final score, Knoxville 65, Perry 50. Indianola boys hosted Des Moines East live on 95.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner.
Broad drives baseline, double team. Blake to answer for three, and he knocks it down. He's been on fire as of late, and Blake ties the score at three. DeWall fakes right, goes left, hands it off Blake. Catch and shoot three is up. Catch and shoot three is down. Back to back for George Blake, and the Indians are up 6-3. Indianola looking to push the tempo again. DeWall, right side, Bingaman, layup up and in. DeWall to Bingaman has been the connection in this game, and Indianola leads 43-16. Bingaman has it. He goes right back to the rim. Layup is up and in. Count the bucket and a foul for Jack Bingaman.
Final score, Indianola 60, Des Moines East 22. Norwalk took on Ankeny and heard live on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3 with Mike Effner.
There's a good start for Aiden Harder. Wide open at the top of the key, knocks down the three-pointer, and it's 5-0 Warriors. Bourne recognizes it, pulls up from long distance.
Nails
it. Three-pointer, Redick Bourne, 8-3 Norwalk. Horselman three on the way.
There we
go. That's pure. 17-14 Norwalk as Horselman gets on the board. Horstelman into the lane. Finds Cam Thomas. Left-handed layup is good. Beautiful play. Oh. Bourne long three at the buzzer.
There we go.
So a big three cuts that Ankeny lead down to 1 point at halftime. It's 32-31. So 1:40 left in the third. Warriors trail by seven. They'll try to make something happen here. Reddick Bourne.
There
quick
you go.
Move. Around two defenders. Drives the left baseline and scores.
Really nice job by Reddick. I like the way he's attacking that rim. If we can get a score here, maybe use a timeout to get your defense set.
Pull up three. Bourne's good. 1:51 to go. Three-pointer.
Yep,
Bourne.
There we go.
Timeout is called. And we'll see what happens now with the defensive adjustments. We got a five-point game. Bourne's coming off some screens. Now he's got the ball. Long three-pointer. Reddick. Bourne's
good. There
you go. It's back to a two-point game now. 62-60 with 37.5 to go. Big shot, Reddick Bourne.
That puts him up to 35 for the night.
Final score, Ankeny 66, Norwalk 64. Our final stop is PCM and Ogden in Class 2A on KNIACareless.com. Careless 3 with Clayton Sampson.
So Van Dorp with it now. Gets it over to Wendt to Vandeleen. Vandeleen's three on the way. Good. Cutler Vandeleen hits a big three for PCM.
Yeah, that one was needed here early, but just to see one go in from distance for the team.
Gavin Van Dorp's three. Huge three for Gavin Van Dorp. He knocks it down.
And again, what do I know? That shot's taken with 25 seconds on the shot clock.
So Van Dorp with a big three for PCM there with 3:51 to go in the game. 18 seconds to go now in the third. Vanderloon's three on the way. Good! Cutler Vanderloon hits a big three for the Mustangs towards the end of this third quarter.
Man, what an offensive explosion in this third quarter compared to what we saw in the first half.
As Gavin Steenhoek drives in, his shot no good, missed everything. Wendt with the rebound. He goes back up, misses. Gets his own rebound, throws it back up. Good! Jake Wendt.
Very high IQ basketball play there.
Final score, PCM 61, Ogden 49. That's highlights from the basketball action this week on KNIA Care Less.